Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Wellness Network chat. Tonight we have think tank members Kathy Doman, Maggie McKee, myself, Carol Gordon, and I see a few who aren't on the panel who also joined us, who are think tank members. I see you there, Rob.
Yep, I'm here, Carol. I'm here, Max.
Okay, cool. And I see Terry there, so please join us when we're having discussion. I'd like this to be as informal as possible, and so jump in and add to it. The think tank is a group that's sponsoring this weekly live chat, so every week please feel free to come and join us, and it's an opportunity to sometimes have someone present, like it was it last week or the week before? We had a presenter, I guess a couple of weeks ago, and this week we also have one. We're fortunate to have Donna with us. And Donna, how do you pronounce your last name?
Dean.
We're really happy to have you on this call to join us.
Thanks.
So before we get going with Donna and to hear about her story, her exciting story, we thought it would be a good idea to get some highlights and some of the excitement from across America from the quarterly event. So we'd like to hear about your experiences in your various sites. So
I'm going to just go in and then put it on mute. You can hear this call.
Sorry, are you asking me or?
No, we're going to wait. We're going to ask people first to talk about the quarterly event.
Okay.
That
I
took place.
Cindy Burge has her hand up there, Carol.
Pardon?
Cindy Burge has her hand up.
Oh, thank you. Okay, Cindy, you start.
I don't know why I have my hand up. I'm trying to figure out how to find you guys on video with my Mac, but it's not working. Maybe I accidentally put my hand up.
Okay.
We had a fun event in Vancouver. We had lots of people, lots of excitement, lots of recognition, including Donna and Maggie for Watanabe. So, I don't know, the room was full. We had lots of orders. It was a fun morning.
That's great. What did you personally take with you from the event? What spoke to you the most?
Of course, I was at the convention. So, but I think it was just going over the Ignite 6 and everybody's excitement to achieve it and work toward it. And I think that was just brought out again with both the people that were at the convention plus the people that weren't able to attend but really saw what had transpired and what was possible.
So that was that was really inspiring for you, and
yes,
and it helped to ignite you.
Absolutely,
awesome,
inspiring.
Very cool. Okay, who would like to talk next about your experience at your quarterly event? We know there's a lot of Texas on.
It's here from Texas.
All right. So who wants to speak first?
This is Steve Curry.
Hi, Steve.
Our quarterly event was awesome. We had Jerry White there as our guest speaker. And, I'll tell you, he blew my socks off. And I think for a lot of people that had guests there, a lot of guests, be impressed. And what I took away from the event was, a renewed commitment. I was already sold on the products from some product experiences of my own. I have a fitness background, an engineering background, and so, when Jerry was up there talking afterwards, I'd go up and ask him, what about this and what about this? And with his expertise and be able to tell me how some of this stuff works from a physiological standpoint. That did it for me. And I know not everybody wants that level of detail, but it's nice to know that it's there if you do want it. And so I walked away from that the whole weekend just really, really pumped up. I'm ready to rock and roll from this thing. I hope everybody that was there got the same thing from it.
That's great. We can feel your energy, and it feels great. Thank you for sharing with us, really.
Mm-hmm.
Who would like to be next?
This is Lita Taylor, also from San Antonio. I were in the same room, and I have to tell you that what I got from it with Jerry White was more of what we have in our hands, the bigness, the greatness of our mission, and what Nikan has to offer the globe. And I had probably 17 of my people there, and they're just on fire. And I can't tell you what that rhythm did for our organization. I mean, everybody is so excited and moving forward. It was great.
I can hear it in your voice, too. That's part of what we want to do here is bring that excitement forward because, you know, it's Monday, the day after the weekend, and it's just lovely to bring it forward. So thank you, Brian, for bringing that energy into this. Okay, keep going. Who else wants to be next?
Hi, Carol. It's Peggy Burst from Red Deer.
Hi, Peggy.
And I was with you, as you know, in Calgary, and it was a very exciting Calgary because we had Doug Brown with us, and he admitted that he booked into Calgary when he knew that Grant and Ann McNabb had won Consultant of the Year even before they knew, so it was pretty exciting for us to have it. And he shared his very touching story about how the Nikan products had affected his family with his autistic daughter and what a positive influence they've made in the whole family. And, of course, we had some excellent training with Carol and Jim McElroy. And I had some of my new team members were there, and they're a farming couple that's been very negatively affected by sour gas and other toxins in their water and their the air in their house because of the oil companies drilling on their land. And it was just a very touching story that they talked about how Nikan had, you know, helped them with their physical and their mental health with these products.
That's great. So what do you think, Peggy, that you were taking that was a key thing you personally took away from?
Well, since I had, a couple of my team members there and when it was their very first time, and just to kind of see the big picture of Nikan through their eyes and just an increased sense that so many people are looking for this opportunity and these products and just increased wellness. It's exciting. We did have another review of the Ignite 6 for Success campaign, and I think a lot of people in Calgary and Alberta generally are very excited about that.
That's great. Thank you very much. Karen, did you want to contribute as well?
Yes, I just wanted to mention that we leveraged our Nikan event in Texas by having an autism benefit the day before, and it was just incredible. We ended up with about 40 non-Nikan people at the autism benefit, and
oh, wow.
We were able to, lead those people into the ribbon event then, and ended up with some great new people in our team because of it. It was wonderful.
What a great idea!
Oh, and just to throw out there, we actually were able to raise about $1,200-$1,300 for autism.
Wow.
By doing that. So we just combined that energy for the rhythm with this benefit.
Thank you for sharing that with us. It creates, it just triggers that creative process. And what else can we do next time? That's great. Thank you. Beth, I see a smiley face. Would you like to comment as well?
Yes, we had our quarterly in Louisville, Kentucky,
And it was lovely. We had Jack and Karen Ensign for the first time, and they were just the light for people, and they kind of lit the room up themselves. And again, we brought all that excitement from the convention back. It was really a lovely, it was a lovely time. The timing for this event was so perfect after the quarterly. And I don't know about you, but I've never felt the kind of enthusiasm and excitement there is throughout weekend as it is right now.
That's awesome. So what did you personally take? What do you think impacted you the most, and what are you taking away from it, from that quarterly event?
Personally, every event, every weekend event to me just validates everything I'm doing, and that how wonderful it is and how exciting it is to see my team lit up. You know, the Ignite 6 is probably the most, they did a brilliant job figuring out how to make it be very challenging but doable, you know, and everyone is all lit up about it, and it's very exciting, excited about the whole prospect. It just keeps getting better.
It sure does. I just wanted to show you the Ignite 6 challenge. We can go over that a little bit later if we have some time. Well, thank you for contributing. Who else might like to contribute? Some parts of the country, parts of North America we haven't heard from yet. Anybody else? All right, well then let's move on. Okay, well, Maggie, how about if I turn this over to you for the moment, and you introduce Donna. Are you on, are you there? Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, now we can.
Okay. I was just saying, I can hear the background. Donna has three-year-old twins, so this is a challenging time of night for parents, but Donna, are we able to carry on? Are the children settled?
Yes, they are.
Okay, great. Well, Donna, any of you have met Donna, I wish she had a camera here, but I know we do have a picture we can put up, right, Carol?
It's up.
That picture downloaded?
Yes, it's up on, can everybody see it?
Not yet.
No.
Oh, I've got it up. Okay, just a minute here.
There we go.
Okay.
Okay, this picture was taken when we were at the convention in Orlando, and Donna has some very exciting goals that she's achieved, and one of the ones that she's working on right now, which she will have completed at the end of January, is the Watanabe Team Leadership Award. So I wanted to get a picture of her with Tom Watanabe, so this is a perfect way for you to see how she looks like his daughter, right?
Yeah.
So we thought there's a striking resemblance here. This is a good thing. I met Donna through another member of my team, Maggie McGee, and Donna came over in April just to get some products for someone that she knew had been hurting. And Donna had been introduced to the Nikan products, 5 years ago?
Yeah.
And, you know, it helped her with a challenge with her neck, but the timing wasn't right at the time for Dawn to look at the business 5 years ago, and it wasn't right in April. She just really was fascinated by the technology, so she came over, and we did an in-home with her, and she left with a full wellness home. So she was inspired by what she learned that afternoon. And Donna has one of the biggest hearts I have ever been, around. She is, I'll let her tell her story about her why in Nikan. But the very first thing that Donna did was invest in wellness with a wellness home. And then she her parents and her siblings and just doing that and saying to me, Maggie, I'm not ready to do the business. I just want the products. Just sharing it with family and friends in that first month, she reached the silver level. It was clear that it wasn't time yet to do the business. So as time went on in July, Anna went to Humans Being More and was very, very inspired, came back and decided that it was time for her to build the business. She does have another profession as a realtor, and she wanted more time with her family, so Nikan was a perfect fit. So in August, Anna and I worked very much together, had a lot of fun, and Donna had her first silver leg in August. In September, she had a second silver leg with a silver under that frontline person, and then in October, she created her third silver leg to go gold in 90 days. And then when November, right just before the middle of November, she called me and she said, "Has Nikan ever made a mistake on your check in 14 years?" And I said, "No, they haven't, Donna. Why? Did they make a mistake? Do you think they didn't pay you enough?" And Donna said, "Oh, I think they paid me too much." So what it was the performance bonus, which I'm going to ask her to talk about in a moment. We'll have that up on the screen for you, too. The performance bonus is something that a lot of people don't really focus on and pay enough attention to, so I thought that this forum was a great opportunity to hear Donna's story and also encourage people to become informed about. Now you got to read on your side here. Can you turn that?
Right, I don't know. I'm not sure how you do that.
How to rotate on there either, but it's important that people know about this. We can certainly send this out. We can download this, right, Carol, so that people have it.
Yes.
But it's such an amazing bonus. So I'm going to turn it over to Donna to tell her story from her own words. She's a dynamic, successful, absolutely passionate woman. So, Donna, let's hear your story.
You're making me cry. So, hello, everyone. The same story that Maggie said, at first I was like, Maggie, no, not business, not business for me. And so, as soon as my mother got my mother had a lot of health challenges. She has a lot of improvements. And my son used to have big attacks with asthma, and we ended up in hospital, many times emergency room. And so because of the air system and the wellness home, my son is now much better. We don't need to go to hospitals anymore. And myself, too. It's just amazing how I work. I know that I work hard, but I know in the evening I'll be recharged. So that's a good thing for me. And my goal is, a simple goal, is to help people to stay out of the hospital with chronic problems, because I have been visiting, my mother-in-law has been in hospital for stroke, and I saw so many elderly were staying there, just so many chronic problems. So that is my goal, to help people with chronic problems out of the hospital. And I did it without knowing that I would receive this big check. I got $15,000 of the performance bonus, and that was quite a pleasant, amazing surprise for me, and it's a wonderful Christmas present, too. And that's about it for me. And I'm Vietnamese. In my community, there are many people just hear about this, and they are just so amazed. And then they believe in it, and that's what makes me, is that people helped me to, they believe in it, and so that's why I became gold in 90 days. But also because I did it with my heart. I have a big heart. So that's what I can tell you, to share with you, is that. Sometimes I really like even just give a gift, a necklace to someone that can help them, that I would do too. I mean, so that it's my passion. I'm going to, in my community, Vietnamese, and there are about over 2,000 people in Vancouver, and not many people know this. So I have a great team. I'm very grateful for that. And so is there anything else I can add to it, Maggie?
Well, we're going to actually throw this open to questions, Donna, but I just wanted to underline one of the things that I've noticed about you since we've been working very closely together for the last three or four months, and Donna, of course, took time to come to the convention. We got back on October the 28th. We had 3 days left to create the results. I think we were at about 9,000 points or something when we came back, right, Donna?
Yes.
We worked very, very hard for the rest of that week, and things all came together with Donna's passion. And the thing that I think is the key, and people say, what's the secret to this business? Well, Donna said one thing, it's the heart and the passion, but it really is the number of people that Donna has put me in front of over the last 3 months. It's really, really phenomenal. You know, she'll have an in-home, and there'll be 12, 15, 20 people every time, and they're all speaking in Vietnamese, so I really don't understand what they're saying, but I can tell they're excited. And we're, you know, showing the products. We have a great PowerPoint that we use, and we go through those slides that people get the same information each time so that it's duplicatable, and then we just throw it open to wild mayhem, and it works.
Yeah.
That's great. Donna, I'd like to ask you a question. What do you say to people to bring them in front of Maggie? What's your...
At first, I didn't know what to say, so I tell them, come and learn about your health. Come and learn something that you can take care, you can live better and live healthier. That's what I say to them. Because if I were to say too much about the product, later on I realize, is that I'm selling. I'm not a salesperson. I'm not selling you anything. That's what I tell to people. But Erica is my one of my silver. If she hears me today, and I said, she's asking me, is it selling? I said, no, it's not selling. Is it vitamins? Taking in, you know, I've been in vitamin company before. I said, no, it's not vitamins. You know, so those kind of things. Just make it simple to say, come and learn for your health.
Good. Beth, I see you have a question.
Yes, Donna, I would love for you to, there's so many times people say, oh, this sounds like a wonderful opportunity, but I just don't have the time. Now here, you look at what you balance on an everyday basis. You have twin three-year-olds, you are a real estate person, you have so much going on in your life. Can you tell us a little bit about your time management? Because obviously you've done a brilliant job with that.
By the way, I have a dog, too.
Very good.
Yes. It's whenever I can manage my time, I do, just recently I get help a little bit with my family, and my husband helps me with my children, too. And whenever I find time, even when my children go to sleep, Maggie can tell that 11, 12 o'clock, I'm sending her emails, you know, so, and I see Maggie too. So anyways, it's just whenever I can find time. And what I find that works well for me is that 24 hours, my mind is with Nikon. Always active thinking, Nikon, Nikon, Nikon. So that's one of my secrets, is that I'm so into it, and so that's what makes me, yeah, right now. Does that answer your question?
I think one of the other things I can add to that is that Donna understands the concept of leverage. She attends every event. She leverages her upline and crossline when she is talking to people. She uses the wealth network and, you know, the tools that are available. So she really grasped that concept, but I'll tell you, when I started the business, that took me a long time, so I'm really impressed that right from the get-go, that's an understanding that you've had, Donna, that it's really, really important to use the ABCs.
Yes, and also another thing that I just learned recently from convention is that on a big exercise we do is that if you need help, whatever it is, just raise your hand. Just tell people that you need help. I mean, Nikon, every people in Nikon that I know are very helpful, and they would help any, you know, if they can't, they will find some help. So, and also, if I were, another thing is that if I were to want to speak to that person, because I see that person is very good with business, I would take the risk to go and talk to that person Even yes or no, it doesn't matter. I cried, you know, and I just feel happy that I did that.
And when you do you say the same thing to them that you said earlier, that you just say, come and learn about your health?
Well, when I come and learn the health, that is at the closing. So if that is only people I already knew before, my own network, that I, personal, you know, I had some, those are the warm leads. Now, cold leads, I would do the one that recently too, I got taught from Maggie. It's the form to find out about their interest and to find out their occupation, family, and all of that in, you know, quickly 5 minutes. And then if you see that person is the right, you know, you want to work with that person or not, because it's the first time that you want to qualify them, right? So, you know, sometimes just some person I don't even want to bring up Nathan anymore, you know. So, but when I tell two people come and learn about health, is that the closing at the end when I want to finish the conversation? No, yeah. So I improvise.
That's great. So with people that you don't know, you still end it with that, but you start it differently.
Yes. We'll find out about them, and that is so important to provide that you care, even just a human being.
Uh-huh. Yes. Uh-huh. That's wonderful. So I'm kind of curious also about your real estate work. Have you been continuing with your real estate during this time as well?
Actually, I because I specialize in selling investments for land, for raw land, because of the market, so I completely stopped almost. And but I go to some regular seminars and stuff, but I stopped because I see I want to be focused on one thing, and I want to be excel at it first.
Uh-huh.
And then see, because I can jump from real estate to Nikon and Nikon to real estate when the market is good. But I still keep myself updated with what's out there with real estate.
So have you approached people in the real estate field, either other realtors or customers?
A good question. I haven't even started doing that yet. But I do some of them, though. Some of them, not all of that. I do have a very good network, and even sometimes I even forget about them too. That's not a good thing about it. But, and I start to meet new people, and I get so excited and get them, you know, and talk to them, not get them, but talk to them and where they are at, and it's, you know, just the recent things that I find it works better for me. But definitely I'm going to revisit my previous clients, and I will get some more real estate people put on board. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Dawn has worked almost exclusively with her own Vietnamese community so far, and like you said, Dawn, what, there's about 3,000 Vietnamese people in Vancouver, so.
Yes, about one. But yes, it's I went to for some fundraising events, and I see so many people, and I said, wow. I can just even concentrate on this market. I mean, I can help so many people, yes.
That's wonderful. There must be some other questions out there. I could keep going, but I'd like to also share this opportunity with others to ask Donna some questions. Anybody out there want to? Okay, well, I'll ask a few more. I'm curious about your work in real estate, and would there be others probably in your field, in that field, that would probably be looking for another source of income? Would you agree?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so. But I'm hearing you. You're working from passion, and your community is the ones that you started with, because those are the ones you're closest with and you really care about. And we can feel your passion. I mean, it's just fantastic, and really appreciate that you're sharing
your thoughts and your.
Yes, yes, thank you. Yeah, so anyone is listening, I would encourage you to get yourself a great gift is to get some good some performance bonus, because everyone can do it, I know.
That's actually a good segue into maybe we can explain a little bit to people about the performance bonus and where to find the details, Carol.
Yes, it was on here and then it got off, went off. I don't know what happened. So
yeah, I'm gonna put the top. I hit on one of your bars.
Oh, there it is. There it is. Oh, it had disappeared. Okay, yeah. There we go. But I don't know how to turn it.
Okay, well let's just kind of go through some of the points here. This is available to people who are silver and gold in their first year only of being at that rank. So the minute you reach silver, you have a full year, that's just four quarters that you can qualify for the performance bonus. It's a 3-month program. It is flexible. It doesn't have to, if you don't qualify 1 month with the minimum, which is autoship and 3,000 PGV, then your 3 months can just start again. You need to maintain a minimum of 5 points each month, and over the 3 months you must have a total of at least 20 points. The difference on this form, as you can see, Mekan doesn't seem to have the checklist anymore, but on here it says that when someone in your personal group purchases a wellness home starter pack or wellness home pack, obviously that's now the different packs, the professional pack and the builder pack. Those count for 1 point. If you or anyone in your personal group does a 21 club successfully, that's 2 points. And the other things that you can see on there, each time you have a new executive, new bronze, new silver, personal advance to gold, or someone in your group advances to gold, or you 60 K club, there are different points in there. And it is in the policies and procedures. I can't remember the page number. Carol, do you remember the page number that I...
Here it is. I printed it off. It's page 19.
Right. So the details are there, and it's something that I don't think a lot of people are aware of. So if you have brand new silvers or people in your personal group who aren't silver yet, this is a great opportunity to just let them know that this is possible. And $15,000 over and above your regular rebates and bonuses is a very, very great incentive, not just to you, but to everyone. When we recognized Donna at the quarterly, there was audible gasping in the room when they heard the size of that bonus. And I just don't know any other way that you can get some fairly immediate money into your business at the silver and gold levels. And if you could do it eight times, you could qualify for the leadership bonus during your NECAN career.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Donna, did you want to make any other comments along the lines of Maggie, that Maggie is sharing?
No, that's it.
Were you aware of
not at all? Not at all. That's why I called Maggie and said,
okay.
You already heard. And no, not aware at all. I was just work, and I know that I have some commission, and so that's good for me. And I just keep working. And I thought doing silver within a month is good, so we work hard.
And I mentioned it to Donna, and when those of you who are sober, you remember that month, it's a blur. So it's something that I did mention, but I just knew that because Donna was doing the work that she was going to qualify. I had no idea how much her bonus was going to be, but I knew that if she kept going, I was keeping track mentally in my head about where she was with the points, and I certainly knew that she had more than qualified for the 3,000 TGV each of those months, and it had so many new people on her team that it was a given. So it really is a matter of Mekan again saying, if you do what needs to be done to build a strong business, we will reward you even more.
Uh-huh.
Fabulous. So yes, that's all for me. Thank you.
Does anybody have any questions regarding the performance bonus?
or any of their own experiences? Any who has an experience or has a question?
I have a really quick question. This is Gail. I just want to clarify that when you're working with a new distributor, and let's just say he goes silver in December, then it would have to be January, February, March for the bonus, correct?
Maggie?
I believe so, because you have to have achieved the rank of silver before you can start to qualify.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Oh, and then one other question. Because the language is the old packs, because it says the starter pack, the starter wellness home pack, and the wellness home pack. So would either three packs that are right now out would qualify for that 1 point?
It's the business builder pack or the business professional pack.
And the
details of this performance bonus are quite well spelled out on this page 19 in policies and procedures. I was hoping that I could have put that up, that page, but I didn't know how.
Thanks.
So we've got this one. Any other questions about the performance bonus? Okay.
Let's hear from Terry Mason and see what his thoughts are at this point.
Terry, can you hear us?
I see he's not on camera. Aaron was on there as well, but I see they're not on camera anymore. Are they still on the...
No, I'm here.
Oh, there you are.
Aaron pushed me off the screen. She said that I was hogging the screen, so she wanted to be on there.
Hi, Aaron. Move a little closer together, and then you'll both be on.
I tend to like to walk around. I have a hard time. Now that she sits in front of the screen, what I can do is walk around and pace. That's where I work best. Anyway, I'm sorry, what was the question? She was messing with me.
That's why you went off screen, huh? We just wanted to hear your comments about the performance bonus, Terry.
Well, you know, look, when I hear that somebody's getting a $15,000 bonus, and I don't hear that many questions out there, that kind of shocks me. First, everybody listening in, you know, honestly, if I was a silver or gold and just at that new rank, especially at this time, at the time of the business, or at a gold, here's the big thing. I'd like to know, and I don't know if the lines are open. Think about this to yourself. What did it make you feel like when you heard that she had that $15,000 bonus? Just imagine what that would do for your organization, just to strive, that not only for yourself, but for once you receive that bonus yourself, how exciting that will be. Because it really, like you guys were talking about before, you can put the simple steps in front of us to do the simple things to make a bigger check. And she got rewarded for really following the plan. We were talking about her 90-day launch. She followed the plan. And by following the plan, of course, I heard Kathy Bellman say before, we have predictable results. And I don't know if this is a predictable result because we got a $15,000-plus check. And now how it made everybody feel in this call, when you get that performance bonus for your organization, that's a representation, almost like a car. Your organization will talk about that, and then everything becomes real. And when that starts to kind of vibrate through your organization, that's exciting things. And what that starts to do is have people start to strive for the same exact thing. So it starts to talk really, and leveraging the 6+500, and 6+500, I said that, but I meant the Ignite 6, what Nick gets put in front of us. I mean, all this is laid out in front of us right now. It's just an opportune time to really make as much money as you possibly can. So that, no, I mean, I just think that's absolutely fantastic. That I think that's the highest one I've ever heard.
I think so too. Yeah. And I said to Donna, are you going to do it again now that you're gold? And what did you say, Donna?
Definitely, I will do it again. And my downline's doing the same thing as mine right now. We already planned.
Excellent.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. So thank you. Thank you for that. That was an excellent point. Exactly. Not only for myself, but my own organization. Yes.
And for CrossLine, everybody's inspired, Donna.
Yes, thank you.
That's great. So the first time it was a surprise, and now it's deliberate. It's great. anybody see this Ignite 6 success challenge up? Okay, good. Just because, Terry, you brought it up, we should probably look at it and see if there, anybody has any questions or any comments about it. Terry, do you want to go forward with that a little bit more?
Well, you know, look, when you're looking at this page, and there's a lot more details. You guys want to get down to the details, that's easy. I'm hitting two quadrants, and y'all can pretty much guess what those both two are. But and when I look at this sheet of paper, it's really accountability. When you're running for this goal that Nick has put out in front of us, first there's cash in hand in front of us. And now let's go back to the performance bonus. I mean, if you put that in front of you and look at those points, and as you're doing those meetings to get those points, you can put your names down as you're doing your meetings. Say you got your goal to do. Everybody's goal should be at least do 21 meetings in a month. And then they laid it out. Now, is it good to do 21 meetings with no success or no result? So if you look at the bottom, we're looking to at least get six of those people to invest and become seniors. So now that's accountability on that. So we get the turnaround. Not only are we just doing 21 presentations, which is really, as we're doing that, and you're showing your organizations we're doing that, they're going to turn around and do it because they say it's real simple, it's exciting, it's fun. You can do a lot of games around this. But then you get to judge yourself or to look at your results. Because so many times people will go out there and say, I've done 50 meetings last month. And okay, great. But what are the results? Because in any business, if you're getting out, you know, e-bites, or if you're doing face-to-face meetings, what we have to judge or what we have to look like, what the bottom line is, who's coming on board? Because that helps us, you know, following the whole plan, the way we're leveraging the wellness network and the track, validate the business, the products, and the plan, leveraging all this. And at the bottom line, if we do 21 of those and get six people involved, this is a simple sheet of paper that people can look at. They can start to map out their success. They can leverage this to what we talked about on another call, that if anybody's doing a launch, especially starting off right now from ground floor, everybody's goal is to at least have probably 30 people to the next the February event, the quarterly event in February. And in the pipeline, if you look at all this, leveraging from one sheet of paper to go to do 21 presentations to get six people involved, to drive into ultimate goal by February to have 30 people in your organization represented there. And when this happens, I'm willing to bet the people that do that we'll be talking about their $15,000 check on this call that following quarter. I know we'll have some in between, but there's so many things that Nikan's done. It's kind of like our wellness home. Our products are designed to work in a synergistic effect. It's the same thing with what they're laying out for our success in our business. I mean, they're all kind of tied in together. So this is just another thing they put out for us. Like I said, if you want to get into the details, y'all can pull that stuff out. But this is, like I said, a simple sheet of paper to help people run along with us.
Wonderful.
There he is. Hi, Terry.
He's walking around, though. Oh, that's great. Thank you, Terry. How about some, let's see, is Rob still on? Rob, are you still on? Oh, yeah, you are. Rob, how are you doing there?
Doing great, Rob.
Rob Mason, you had a quarterly event in your area, didn't you?
We did. We had one in Kelowna, and we drew people from Kamloops and Kelowna and Tipton and the whole Okanagan Valley. You know, it's nice in some of the smaller communities like Kelowna that the DVD that Nikan sends to us is just so professionally done and so over the top that even in smaller settings, we're able to deliver a very professional presentation and give our guests a taste of what the caliber of Nikan's company and products and people are like. And the bit of the review of the convention was really a wonderful taste for those folks who weren't able to attend the convention about what it was that happened there and what they missed, actually. And those of us who were at the convention can kind of fill in the blanks. So I really appreciate what Nikan and their whole IT department have come up with these with the Big Dummy's Guide to DVD, I mean, it's just push and play, and even a doctor can figure it out. So it was really a fun event on a smaller scale and very successful.
And that, for those of you who aren't familiar with those the names of those little cities, it's British Columbia Center, South. What do you say, South Center?
Yeah.
Okanagan, they call it. Now, do you have some comments about the Ignite 6? Just add to that for
Well, again, for those of us who are at the convention, we got to see it being sort of being unfolded all at the same time, and to see so many of the top leaders very excited about a program that was within reach for virtually anyone in our organizations, whether it's an old fart that's been around for a while like me, or if it's someone who is brand new and this is their first introduction to MECAN, it's doable by everyone. And as Terry mentioned, it virtually teaches us all of the competencies that we want to have to become proficient at being a professional networker and a professional wellness consultant with MECAN. And so whether you're an orchestra pianist, you still have to do your scales every day. And for all of us, these are the scales. These are the scales of being a professional MECAN wellness consultant. And the fact that they're as applicable to a Royal Diamond as to a brand new direct wellness consultant, I just think that's a brilliant piece of training that MECAN has put into something that's practical and doable and measurable.
Yeah, thank you very much. Just before this call, before this webcast, I was talking to Dave Johnson, and he's really excited. And he says, we're going to get this Ignite 6. We're going to do it, and we're going to get it done. And that excited me to hear that he's excited about going out and doing this as well. So it's great. Are there any questions that anybody on the call or website or webcast has regarding the Ignite 6 for Success Challenge, or as Maggie and I discussed before this webcast, maybe you have some challenges or some concerns or whatever. We would like to have a little bit of discussion about it, if you would like to do that.
Carol?
Yes.
I'm not going to really have Sherry Dorsey. I know she's in love with this Ignite 6, and she's probably relaxing in her chair right now, running across the room to jump on the phone because she heard me say her name. Really good. While people are thinking of their questions, they're really how she's leveraging this, because she's already, you know, she's got halfway down this, and she's got a lot of good stuff.
Couple in Oshawa is speaking out tonight. After a man attacked them last week.
Jerry, you on?
I'm on. Don't sound like the TV's on with me. I got to tell you, once that I pulled this thing out from convention, I thought, wow, what a great way to track what you're really doing. And it has really helped to keep me focused every single day, and I keep it in front of my calendar so that when I open my calendar for the day, that's the first thing that I see. And, you know, of course, it's got the people that I did the one-on-ones with or ABCs, and then the outcome of some of those are pending, but the ones that are already concluded, like, you know, that have already signed up as consultants or whatever, I mean, it's exciting to start to see that fill in. So it keeps me motivated, but it's also a great tracking device for anybody coming into the organization, whether or not that they want to necessarily launch their business and go full force like I'm doing now, or whether they're just trying to build a secondary income. It's still a great accountability and tracking device to keep it in front of them every single day. So I find it to be incredibly useful. Plus, I love to win stuff. So knowing that there's a win at the end of this, it's like, wow. I mean, it's just a bonus at the end of the day. So it's cool.
That's great. Did I hear Terry say you're halfway done down this list already?
Yeah, and, you know, I'm a little disappointed because I really intended, my real goal is to do one a month. Because if you do, I mean, if you think about it, 21 in a month is not really pushing hard. So, you know, I'm a little behind the times, but I've December, my goal is to do 21, and then we'll see what the outcomes come from that. But, you know, I'm really excited about what this has done for my focus. So it's good.
That's great. We can hear it in your energy. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you, Terry, for suggesting that she does. Let's hear some other stories of people that have already begun using this. Very inspiring.
Donna, you've got a really good start on this. Do you want to comment, or have you had time to put the names down?
Are you there, Donna?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I was mute and unmute, sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, good. I got two seniors, but I put down where am I right now? Maybe around 8 or 9 presentations, and I got one executive and one senior already.
That's great.
And yes, I definitely will do it 2 times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, in April I will get 2 bonuses.
Right.
Thank you. Okay, well.
Of being platinum by February 25th, so this fits in really nicely. Everything kind of dovetails in here in terms of moving forward and taking this as a 6-month challenge and reducing it down to a 3-month and then do it again, and also focusing on the performance bonus. There's so many things that can fit into this. If you calculate what you can actually earn by doing the performance bonus twice in this period and the Paragon Award twice in this period, and you know, the $700 bonus and all the things that you can get for just additional income over and above your regular bonuses, it's pretty astounding.
Yeah. Any other voices out there that would like to contribute to this discussion? We appreciate it.
It's Peggy in Red Deer, and I'd just like to congratulate Donna. I met you in Orlando, Donna, so good work for you. And I just wondered if you could tell us how you did the 3 silvers in 3 months, if there was, you know, strategy or if it just kind of happened. I mean, just I'd be really interested to hear about that.
I photocopied the silver that I got, the silver certificate, and put it on my wall. So I look at it every morning and afternoon. The name of that person will be silver by end of the month. And every time I do something, this works for me very well. Is that that person wants me to be executive or under that silver line, this person looks like she can be executive, so I will put the name down and I put the exact date, what day they will be. And so that works well for me because I do believe in the universal law. And it works really well for me. It's amazing. Where I said, okay, how can that person can be executive? And then so the thinking will come to my mind, what way, what works. So that's one secret that I do. And I even photocopy once, and then that copy, give it to the person that she wants to be silver, and say, and I tell them, is that imagine you are silver every day, and put this on your fridge or on your mirror in the morning, in the evening when you go to sleep, and look at it, you are silver. So it works well, and we work hard, and I said to them, if you want to be silver, bring clients, call me whenever. If I can make it, I will be there, or Maggie will be there, and I can say I have, working. Maggie is wonderful, as everyone knows. So anyway, if I am not available, call Maggie, and Maggie will have me, yes. So we just 100% focused, and our passion is in, and then we are sold. So that's what I can say, yeah.
Donna, can you see this Platinum 6 plus 500 map? Have you been working with this?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. So
not, yes.
So you're where the question marks are. you've been filling them in? Do you have all, you have three, you're already silver. Do you know where the other three are going to come from?
Yes, I have, yes.
Wow.
I do know them. One is in Vancouver next month, in December, and another possibly silver in Winnipeg, Manitoba. And another, the sixth one I have not identified, but it will be quite interesting that I put some names down. It will happen.
So have you been working with this for a while, this map?
I used it right away.
Okay.
He gave it to me when I joined in August. I put down the names, and sometimes I take it out because that I thought that person would be a very work with. But then, you know, they decided not to, and I take it out and put a new name in. Yes.
And you've been in. That's wonderful. That's great. That's so. It's really helping you stay focused on where you're going.
Yes, definitely.
That's great. You're an inspiration. Thank you, Peggy, for asking further questions. Anybody else who feels like asking some or making a comment, please do.
Well, we have a team call in a couple of minutes, so...
Okay. We'll move forward. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining this webcast and call. Thank you, Think Tank members, and thank you, Donna. Really, bring you on.
Have any people in Vancouver, Vietnamese, I will be glad to help.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again.
Yes,
bye, everybody.